Radio News.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
Well, they're all pointing at me saying I got to talk, so that's what I'm going to do right now. That must be our cue to get things going for yet another hour. Johnny Dean here along with Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group. It is Bucket Strategy Investing. Nice to have everybody on board, of course, once again for this hour. Now, we got to clear a few things off the deck from both last hour and then some stuff from last week, which includes, by the way, another little, just a further discussion of saving for college, these saving for college plans. We did cover 529s last hour. Also talked a little bit about Coverdell savings accounts and some of the things that you could do. Roth IRAs, another wonderful way to help save for college. But let's say you've saved and then now you're starting to pay the bills, and whether it's you or the students, and you're wondering, how is this helping me? I mean, this is a lot of money I'm putting away. Is there anything I can do? Sounds like one of these infomercials. How can I do the work of all of this and still get a tax credit for it? Well, you can. In many cases, you can. Not everybody, but there are ways to do that. A couple of different things, the American Opportunity Credit and the Lifetime Learning Credit. We get questions on these from people every so often because we do talk about it every couple of months. So we'll bring this up again and tell you exactly what they are and how they work, because it could benefit you. Also, some more questions that we got last week after the program on these annuities that could help you potentially pay for some long-term care costs as a kind of benefit to these annuities. So we'll get into that. And as another leftover, reasons that you might want to consider buying an annuity. Five times an annuity makes sense for retirement. We could probably come up with more than that, but U.S. News narrowed it down to five. So if we have time for that, we will. Anyway, all that goes away if you guys have something else you want to talk about. And by you guys, I mean all you listeners and viewers out there. You give us a call. Our lines are open right now for you, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. Give us a call. Talk to us. You can also email us at our website, wealthed.com, at the Find Your Answer link. It's there near the top of the page. Click on that and send it to us here in the studio. You can get in touch with Professor Plum here or off the air, either one. You can reach any of the Lucia Capital Group advisors, in fact, off the air at their off-air number, 800-644-1150. You have questions that need some in-depth answers. You can talk to them. You can make an appointment, meet face-to-face. They'll go over your individual situation and say, hey, this is right for you, or this is not right for you. Here's where you are. Here's where you need to be. Maybe you're even closer than you thought. You know, it's not always bad news when you're meeting with an advisor. A lot of times it's actually very good news. Just depends on the strategy you put together. So talk to them, 800-644-1150. Get your bucket strategy, your retirement strategy in order at Lucia Capital Group. We thank them for sponsoring us for all these many years. And I do appreciate that. Okay, so on this education thing, Professor Plum, you're starting to pay for college. You're realizing that it's kind of draining your savings because it's very expensive. And you look there and you say, is there anything I can do? Is there anything I can do? How can I help get some of this money back?
Well, assuming you're paying the expense from out of pocket rather than from a 529 plan, a Coverdell education plan, or some other tax preference source of money, you're just paying the tuition out of pocket like many people do. There are some credits available, and the credits depend upon where in school and what the child is studying. Are they just going to school to pass the time, or are they going for an actual designation, not designation, but a degree? Are they enrolled in a true degree program? If so, if they're in their first 4 years of undergrad, they can get what's known as the American Opportunity Credit. John loves this one.
I do.
The credit is on the first, it's a percentage of the first $4,000 you spend. And if you spend $4,000 in qualified higher education expenses, you could get a credit for as much as $2,500 of that tuition payment. And so that's a pretty big credit. Now, credit is basically a dollar-for-dollar reduction in your income tax liability. Well, what if you don't owe $2,500 in income taxes? Well, if you owe some income taxes, you can use part of the credit to offset the actual tax liability that you face. And if you have, you know, still credit left, you can actually get a refund of up to $1,000 of this tax credit, which even if you don't owe the tax. So if you owed $1,200 in actual tax liability on your tax return, not only would you get back everything you withheld through your paychecks, but you'd get an additional $1,000 back on top of that, because you can get $1,000 back. Now, if you don't owe any income taxes for whatever reason, you're not going to get the full $2,500 credit. You're only going to get the refundable portion of the credit. Now, to be eligible for the credit, you have to. It has to be for you, your spouse, or your dependent. Now, on the other side, if you are a dependent of somebody else is taking you as a dependent on their tax return, you can't take the credit yourself. Only the person that you are dependent of could take the credit. But there's earnings limits. There's adjusted gross income limits for who can take the tax credit. If you have a married couple that is trying to qualify for this tax credit, if their income's over $160,000, they lose the ability to take the full credit. Over $180,000, they're completely phased out.
It's a $20,000 phase out.
Yes. And for a single person, it's between $80,000 and $90,000. So if you're, but if you're under those thresholds, then you may be eligible to take the credit. And the credit can really help. I mean, it's a, you know, like I said, $2,500.
Yeah, now, we said part of this is refundable. Let's just explain, give a little example of how this could work to somebody's maximum advantage.
Well, it has to do with how much you actually... Now, when I talk about how much you owe in your actual tax liability, I'm not talking about your refund. The refund is a byproduct of what did you withhold or pay into the system during the year through quarterly withholdings or through your paychecks, having money withheld out of your paycheck. That's withholding. That's not what we're talking about.
Yeah, we've heard people say, well, how much did you pay in taxes? They say, well, I didn't pay taxes last year. I got a refund. I got a $500 refund from the federal government.
Right, but you were withholding $100 a month out of your paychecks, so you withheld $1,200 and you only got $500 of back.
So you did pay taxes.
Your actual liability on your tax return was $700 in that hypothetical example. So we're going to look at what did you actually owe? What is your tax liability? There's a line on your tax return that says, this is your total tax. And that's the number that's an issue. If that number is more than $1,500 and you've paid more than $4,000 in qualifying educational expenses, you could get a refund. You know, you could get that in, you know, the all $1,500 or more wiped out. You could get $2,500 wiped out. But if you don't owe $2,500 in taxes, you could get some of it back just as a refund. So in my example where somebody's paying $100 a month in withholding, they pay their $1,200 in. Let's say they only owe $700 in income taxes. So instead of getting a refund of $500, they're going to get all of their $1,200 back. The credit's going to wipe out the $700 that they owe, and there's $1,000 that they could receive back as an additional refund. So instead of getting a $500 refund, they're going to get a $2,200 refund. Their $1,200 plus another $1,000 from the credit, the refundable credit. Mm-hmm. That's a big difference in that. And so it can help, but not all of it's refundable. And what if you're not pursuing a specific degree? Or what if you're on the six-year plan? Because the American Opportunity Credit is only available for each individual beneficiary student four times on four tax returns. What if you've already done it for 4 years, but you still haven't gotten your degree, which is not that uncommon? Yeah, sorry, you can't take the American Opportunity Credit. Now you've got to switch to some other type of credit.
Four total tax years.
For that student.
Yes, for the American Opportunity Credit, for that for the particular student.
Or what if you do get through school in 4 years or less, and now you're going for a master's, or you're going for a second degree, or you're going for, you know, something else? Well, you're not eligible for the American Opportunity Credit anymore, you would switch over to something as the life known as the lifetime learning credit. Now, in the life with the lifetime learning credit, you don't have to be enrolled in a specific degree program. You could just be taking classes to try to better yourself, to try to, maybe you're already employed, but you're taking a class here or there to help you further your education in your own field of issue. There is a credit, the lifetime learning credit. Now, it is not as generous. It is 20% of what you spend on your qualified higher education expenses, capped out at a maximum $2,000 credit. So instead of spending $4,000 to get $2,500 back, the best you could do is you'd have to spend $10,000 to get $2,000 back. And, but it's still, hey,
it's better than nothing.
You can't have any felony drug convictions either, so make sure you stay away from that area.
Oh.
You got those on your record, you can't get either one of these credits.
I don't think that's ever come up, really.
I actually was talking to somebody.
That's an interesting
towards the
twist.
End of last year that this came up on.
You can't have ever had one.
It can't be on your record. The student's record.
Yeah, the
student's. Not the parents,
record.
But
yeah,
the student's record. So if they got in a little bit of trouble in high school or the first year of college, they couldn't handle their time away and got a little carried away, you could lose some credits. Real money.
Yeah. Well, fortunately, nobody in high school ever does anything like that. They don't ever make any mistakes, so that's probably not an issue. Well, but the parent could still potentially take it.
Nope. Not if the child has a felony drug conviction.
Oh, well, you said just the child.
If it's on the child's record, the credit is not available for that child.
For that particular child.
For the education of that child.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter then who's taking it.
Nope.
Yeah. Huh. Okay. Well, that's a first.
But it does come up. I talked to somebody last year that towards the end of last year.
Really?
They had that.
I don't think we've ever mentioned that. Huh. Interesting. Okay, well, that's your American Opportunity Credit. Can be a great thing. Can give you some money back if you're paying for college. You can't beat that. Well, you can, but it's hard. 877-PLANNER, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, back with more Bucket Strategy Investing.
A message from DAV to all returning veterans. Thank you. Thank you for doing your duty. Thank you for doing our bidding. Thank you for laying it all on the line. Thank you for stepping up and not backing down. Thank you for putting your future on hold to put our enemies on notice. Thank you for putting your buddies' lives ahead of your own. Thank you for putting yourself in harm's way. Thank you for defending our freedom, for displaying your honor, for being a hero, even though you don't want to be called one. For all this and more, DAV thanks you, and we're here to help you. Expert DAV advisors will make sure you get the health, disability, and financial benefits you were promised and earned. If you're a veteran, visit DAV.org for free help. And again, thank you. A message from DAV to returning veterans. Thank you for doing your duty and doing our bidding. Thank you for stepping up and not backing down. Thank you for putting yourself in harm's way and putting your buddies' lives ahead of your own. Thank you for defending our freedom and displaying your honor. DAV thanks all veterans by fighting to get them the benefits and support they were promised. Visit DAV.org for free help. And again, thank you. A promise was made. A promise that hit the beaches of Normandy. A vow that captured Iwo Jima. A contract that weathered Tet. A pledge that stormed the desert in Iraq. An IOU that braved IEDs in Kandahar. A promise was made to America's veterans. DAV fights to keep that promise so all veterans and their families get the benefits and support they earned. For help, visit DAV.org.
Now, the club for Biz Talk Radio listeners and your biz. The Biz TV Club is where you can watch some of your favorite Biz Talk Radio hosts and others on the go, on demand, on Android, desktop, Roku, and more. Never miss an episode of your favorite Biz TV shows and have the 24/7 Biz Talk Radio stream at your fingertips. Watch anytime, anywhere for just $5.95 a month with a free trial by using promo code RADIO. Go to BizRadioClub.com.
Viagra.com. Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Imagine a store that lets you get anything you wanted. An HD flat screen TV, a high capacity ultra quiet washer and dryer, a complete living room set. And imagine if you didn't need a lick of credit to get it. That store simply believed in you. Imagine if they even delivered it, set it up, and serviced it at no additional cost. Well, that store exists. That's Rent-A-Center. Imagine that. No credit needed. Affordable payment plans. Delivery, setup, and service included. Imagine new possibilities at Rent-A-Center. Rental purchase transaction. See store for details.
You're listening to the best of the Buckett Strategy Investing Show. Buckett Strategy Investing, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. Email us at wealthed.com, our website. And by the way, I want to remind you, too, that you can send for that, ask us for that PDF, that email file on the eight most important elements of Social Security that everyone should know, including, like, infants. Everybody should know this. But really, it is important stuff. And if you like that, you can go to our best, easiest thing to do. We've got a link set up on our website. If you go there to wealthed.com, you'll see it right in the middle there, below the banner, I believe. Click on that, just fill in the information, and we will send you this free guide. It's a quick read put together by Professor Rick Plum and all the many of the advisors at Lucia Capital Group, and just things that you need to know about Social Security. We do get a lot of emails on that. And questions for people on the phone. So do so at wealthed.com. Lines open for you right now, 877-PLANNER, 877-752-6637. Take some calls in just a little bit. Want to get to an email. This one does not have a name on it, but I think you know what this is. Single person, owned a home for 30 years. They converted it to a rental a few years back. I guess they're considering selling it right now. The only way the $250,000 write-off still applies is if the home was lived in for 24 of the previous 60 months, correct?
Correct.
So they want to know, how would the basis upon the sale work, assuming the $250,000 write-off applies and assuming they sell in time? Wait, and assuming they sell in time and assuming they don't. Does the pro rata apply here at all?
The basis doesn't get changed at all. The basis is the basis. The basis is what the person paid for it plus any improvements, and then there's also some accumulated depreciation in there that's happened since they turned it into a rental. Now, that depreciation they took over the last couple of years as a rental, that's going to be recaptured. They're going to have to pay tax on whatever depreciation they were allowed to take over the last couple of years. Whether they took it or not, that's up to them. But if they were allowed to take it and they didn't, they still get to recapture it at ordinary income rates up to a maximum of 25%. But now the gain is the gain. The basis doesn't change whether they lived in it or didn't live in it and qualify for the exclusion or not. So if they lived in it long enough, I mean, and more, as I should say, more recently enough to be able to sell it before the end of the third year after they moved out, where they can still answer, I have lived in this as my primary residence for 24 of the last 60 months, then the gain will be basically offset. The gain, up to $250,000 of the gain, will just not have to show up on the taxable column. If the gain is less than $250,000, then none of the gain will show up. If the gain is more than $250,000, only the gain in excess of the $250,000 will show up on the 1040. It'll just be accounted for on the return and said, okay, let's say my gain was $300,000, $250,000 was excluded, boom, only have to pay tax on $50,000. Under $250,000 a gain, exclude it all, gain zero from that particular sale. Don't have to include it on my 1040. And so you do have to account for it if you get a 1099. That goes on a different schedule. You and your accountant can deal with that. But it's just 100% available. Now, if you sell it and you've rented it out or moved out of it more than 36 months before you sell it, you're toast. The gain is the gain, and it's taxable. There's no proration at that point. You've missed the cutoff. You cannot say, I have lived in this for 24 of the last 60 months, because it's been more than 3 years since you lived in it, so the 36 months is more than the number that you can deal with. It's not going to get any room for exclusion. So that's a pretty harsh deadline. So you want to look at that. And for some people, it may mean that as they're getting closer to that 36-month deadline, if they're having trouble selling it, it may be worth cutting the price a little bit to be able to move it to avoid the tax on that maybe $250,000 of gain. That could be, you know, $37,500 more or more in taxes. Maybe if you cut it by $10,000, I don't know. Maybe it depends on the size of the house and the price of the house, but it may be worth looking into that. But you got that 36-month window after you move out of it to be able to sell it. And without that, if you go too long, you miss it by a little, you miss it by a lot.
It's a lot different than it used to be.
Well, and the proration that they're asking about has to do with if I owned a property that was a non-primary residence before I turned it into a primary residence. So if we worked it the other way around, I've owned a property that was a rental for 30 years, and then I move into it, and I've lived in it for at least 24 months of the last 60, and then sell it. Now I have gain attributable to both living in it as a primary residence and as a non-primary residence. They don't care if it was a rental, vacation house, a second house, or whatever. It just wasn't your primary residence. And so what they're going to do is they're going to prorate the amount of gain that can be excluded. Now, for somebody who's owned it for 30 years, it's a good deal because they're only going to look at the non-primary residence use time after 2008. They don't go all the way back to 1987 to see the ownership. They will use that full life of ownership as the denominator in the equation.
Yes.
But only the time after 2008 goes into the numerator.
So that means that it's a smaller fraction of the gain that gets
that does
taken
not
away.
Get excluded.
Yeah. Yes. Now in prior years, well prior to whenever
prior to
2009. You used to just be able to move into it. Doesn't matter. You move into it, establish it for 2 years as your primary residence, sell it, and then you can take full advantage of the tax-free gain.
Right. And so it was pretty nice.
Oh, it was very nice.
But now, they changed that in 2009.
Yeah, and for those wondering what this is, this gain that we're talking about, many people know it, but many people do not. We'll explain this. On the sale of a primary residence, and it's been this way since 1997, which is now 20 years, you can sell your primary residence. If you're single, you can exclude up to $250,000 of gain. If you're married, file a joint return. You can exclude up to $500,000 of gain.
As long as both of you have met the use test.
Yes, and the use test is?
24 months of the 60 months immediately preceding the sale. As long as it was my primary residence for 24 months of the 60 months before the sale, it was my primary residence. Now, that definition means that I could potentially have two houses or properties that qualify as a primary residence. You can only use the exclusion once in a 2 year period of time, 24 month period of time. So if you have two properties, you can't sell them back to back and exclude the gain on both of them for that period of time. You have to stage yourself in on this. But yeah, it changed the rules back before 1997, which said to avoid gain on the sale of a primary residence, you had to buy another primary residence within 2 years of equal or greater value. And only at age 55 or older could you step down in price on a property and exclude up to $125,000 again. That was the old rule, more than 20 years ago now, or 20 years ago or more now.
Yes.
That rule changed. Now it's, you don't have to buy another property. You don't have to do anything. If you qualify as a primary residence, living in it for 24 months out of the last 60, and the time horizons and things like that, hey, you can exclude up to $250,000 a gain per owner just because you sold it. Don't have to buy another place. don't have to do anything else. You can be a renter after that. You could have already bought your other house and moved into another place that you already owned.
Don't have to roll it in? No.
Doesn't matter. It's just the sale and the exclusion of the gain. Now, if you're moving into a rental, thanks to the new laws that came out, 8 years ago now, you might have some issues with that.
We can thank Bob Dole originally for proposing this, and then Bill Clinton for
exaggerating it
and
expanding it
from $250,000 to $500,000 for married couple. All right, 877 Planner. We got room on the phones for you. Give us a call if you got a money question. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group. More Bucket Strategy Invest.
A message from DAV to all returning veterans. Thank you. Thank you for doing your duty. Thank you for doing our bidding. Thank you for laying it all on the line. Thank you for stepping up and not backing down. Thank you for putting your future on hold to put our enemies on notice. Thank you for putting your buddies' lives ahead of your own. Thank you for putting yourself in harm's way. Thank you for defending our freedom, for displaying your honor, for being a hero, even though you don't want to be called one. For all this and more, DAV thanks you. And we're here to help you. Expert DAV advisors will make sure you get the health, disability, and financial benefits you were promised and earned. If you're a veteran, visit DAV.org for free help. And again, thank you.
We were rolling down this road in
Anbar province.
All of a sudden,
there's a huge explosion.
We knew right away.
It was an IED.
Then we started taking sniper fire
and RPGs from the hills.
Today's service women face the same combat dangers as men.
It's pretty amazing.
We made it out alive.
But at home, women veterans face different challenges. DAV understands this and fights to get women veterans the health, disability, and financial benefits they were promised. Visit DAV.org for free help. A message from DAV to returning veterans. Thank you for doing your duty and doing our bidding. Thank you for stepping up and not backing down. Thank you for putting yourself in harm's way and putting your buddies' lives ahead of your own. Thank you for defending our freedom and displaying your honor. DAV thanks all veterans by fighting to get them the benefits and support they were promised. Visit DAV.org for free help. And again, thank you.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you are one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be entitled to disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from a physical or mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there is no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. To get started with your free no-obligation consultation, call 800-504-1639. That's 800-504-1639. There are a vast number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many that you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today. Again, that's 800-504-1639. 800-504-1639. That's Citizens Disability. 800-504-1639.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
You're listening to the best of the Bucket Strategy Investing Program.
Taking your phone calls, your emails, 877-PLANNER. Quickest way to get in touch with us on the phones, 877-PLANNER. Emails at our website, wealthed.com. We had an email from somebody who said, I guess this was from Friday, who said, caught your show today, heard you talking about those annuities that can help pay for long-term care insurance, missed most of the discussion. Could you please fill me in, tell me what that was all about? So yes, Professor Plum, let's just go back into this, because we did have a lot of people calling us after the show and saying, hey, give me some more information on these. These particular annuities can be used, and I like the creative nature of this too, by the
right.
way. And the tax-free nature of it. Explain what it is we were talking about.
Well, in response to the cost of long-term care and the fact that it's very difficult to buy good coverage for a reasonable premium nowadays, so to speak, insurance companies have come up with a different design for helping long-term care. And what they do is they've created an annuity. It's a fixed annuity. The interest rate that is going to be paid is not going to be all that great. So you're not going to see a huge increase in the actual cash value, especially net of the internal fee for the long-term care. But assuming you can answer like 7 or 8, underwriting questions, are you using a walker now? Do you have, the basics? Are you on oxygen? You can get a long-term care rider on these fixed annuity contracts that allow you to take tax-free distributions from that annuity to cover long-term care. So typically what's happening is that you put in a specific dollar amount, either new money that you're taking out of your checking account investment portfolio, or using a 1035 exchange from an existing annuity, and you roll it into this particular new annuity that offers these, and you can usually get between 2 and 3 times the initial premium in long-term care coverage. For ease of math, let's say you put in $100,000. You triple that, you get a $300,000 availability. Now, it's not available in lump sum. There is a monthly maximum to be able to take it out, but it's a reasonable amount. So you can have $300,000 of long-term care coverage. And so that's a lot easier to get that way than to make a monthly payment. Now, the reality is you're making a payment every year. It's just that the internal cost, the interest that you're earning on the fixed annuity is helping to pay, if not paying all of it and then giving yourself back some, all the costs of the long-term care. So it's like putting $100,000 in, using the earnings on the $100,000 to pay for your $300,000 of long-term care, but not having to pay taxes on the earnings while you're paying for it.
That's a great part of it.
And then if you do need the distribution for long-term care, it's a tax-free event there too. So where I think this really helps, not only is it a nice idea for new money going in, if you have money you can set off to the side, but if you're one of these individuals, older individuals, prior to age 80, and you say long-term care would be a nice thing, and I've got this annuity that I bought back when I was, in my 50s and 60s, and it's grown quite a bit.
I'm staring a big tax bill right in the face if
somebody
I withdraw anything.
Somebody is going to pay some taxes on the appreciation, the deferred earnings on this annuity. Maybe I could use them for better. Maybe I could find a way to use it for good. And so I do a 1035 exchange, tax-free, tax-deferred, move the entire contract value over, and of that $100,000 in my hypothetical example, maybe 40 of it was earnings and 60 of it was the money I put in 10 years ago or whatever the number was. And then I need long-term care. I pull the money out, and it's tax-free. I don't have to pay taxes on that $40,000 of earnings that are in that contract. Comes out nicely. So there's only a couple things that could happen. I need long-term care. I can access it tax-free. I don't need long-term care, and I need the money. Well, I'm going to pay taxes on the money just like I would have if it had been in the other.
You're in the same position you would have been. Yeah.
I die. My heirs going to pay taxes on whatever earnings are left in the contract.
That was going to happen anyway.
That was going to happen anyway. So this just adds a little bit more protection. Now, the disadvantage there, obviously, is if I don't need it for long-term care, the cash value is not going to grow very much. Because before, you know, you may have gotten, you know, a fixed annuity, an index annuity, a variable annuity that had some growth over time. The growth is going to be, for at least now, with the interest rates where they are now, most of the growth is going to be taken up, you know, the interest is going to be taken up paying for the long-term care. But you'll have a little bit potential of growth in there as well. But if you need long-term care, this type of an issue can be a very, very wonderful type of idea.
What about underwriting? You know, there's some people who
it is underwritten.
Go buy long-term care insurance, but for various reasons, the insurance companies decide they don't want to do it. Is there a different underwriting procedure for this, or is this
right? There's about eight, like I said, there's eight questions or something. I mean, if you've had cancer in the last 5 or 6 years, you're not going to get it. If you are currently on oxygen or using a walker or, you know, something
to get around permanently.
You're not going to get it. But then now you're not talking about insurance. You're talking about a known expense that's going to happen.
Yes.
That's not what insurance is. Insurance is protecting against an unknown issue. You may think that you're going to need it. Maybe everybody in your family's already needed it, so that you have a little bit better idea. But if you're not on, you know, so I mean, there are some underwriting questions. It's not for people already in a long-term care facility.
No, that's not going to happen.
And it does cover home health care. Home health care is a big issue. Most people would rather stay at home.
Now, if you put in, say, $50,000, and you have, let's say you have $150,000 of long-term care coverage available to you now, when that money does come out, it comes out part of your money.
No, it's coming out of your money first.
Okay, that's right. Yeah, your money first, so they're going to dwindle that down.
Right, so it's like having an exclusion or a waiting period. You're using your own money for the first whatever period of time.
Yes.
And only if you live past that do you get to the insurance company's money. And that's why the insurance companies can price it the way they are. It's not kicking in the insurance company's money after 30 days, 60 days, 90 days. It might be a little longer. Mm-hmm. But it's a way to cover it.
It is a way to cover it. And it does make you need to take a look at how much you think you might need in long-term care. Because, frankly, you could put $200,000 in there and say, hey, I've got $600,000 worth of long-term care available to me. Well, I mean,
that's
do you really need that much?
That's an unusually high expense.
Right.
And most long-term care, I don't know of any that goes quite that high. But, you don't want to overfund this area. You know.
But if you happen – now, here's the other thing, too. If you happen to have an annuity, you know, you have $200,000-$300,000 in an annuity. You can 1035 exchange just a portion of it.
Right. You can do partial exchanges from the original annuity. The basis and gains will be pro rata moved between the two contracts, the existing contract and then moved over to the new contract. You won't be able to move all the gain or all the basis to the new contract. It's all pro rata. But, yeah, you can tailor this to what you need.
Yeah. And we didn't come up with a name other than it was called.
Well, I didn't use a name because I know the product names.
Yeah, but that's not what I'm talking about.
But I don't have a generic name. Like the life insurance based ones are linked benefit policies.
Yes.
Well, this is a linked benefit annuity.
Huh.
For lack of a better name, I'm going with that.
All right, an LBA, a linked benefit annuity. That's I don't know where that came from. That could have come from nowhere, but that's what we're going to refer
came
to
from
these as. So again, if you just tuned in, this is what we were talking about last week. Where you have an annuity, and you realize, especially if you've had one for a long time, you said this works great with them.
Now, this is only for non-qualified money. It is not for IRA money.
No. We're saying you personally own this. So you're looking at this annuity. You say, look, when I take money out of this, I am going to wind up paying quite a bit in taxes because all the money coming out first is going to be taxable. Well, you know, what can I do? And as we set this up, it was, well, do you think you might have at all a need for long-term care?
And in speaking with seniors for a long time, a good percentage of them are worried about the cost of long-term care at some point in their future. Not everybody, but many are.
Yeah. And so you think, okay, yes, I am concerned. So maybe I want to take a portion, you know, whatever it is.
Transfer that risk.
Exactly. So let's say even if you do $20,000, and I don't even know. Now you've got $20,000 And you have, let's in this annuity.
I think their minimums are a little higher than that. I mean, like 40, 50,000.
All right, well, then let's call it 50. You have 50,000. You have 50,000, and you've got, now you've got 150,000 worth of long-term care coverage. Even if you have to use your own money, and you and that is all you wind up using, because for whatever reason, that's all you needed, you still got to take it out tax-free.
Yeah, you did get it tax-free, and you had the peace of mind of knowing that if you were in there longer, you still had more coverage.
Well, that's the thing. So you got those two things. See, to me, if I were going to use money inside of an annuity, ultimately to pay for long-term care, I mean, it doesn't make sense to take it out, pay taxes on it, and then give it to the the nursing home or whatever it is, the facility. It makes more sense to put this into, you know, have this already in the annuity that we talked about, and at least save the taxes.
I like saving taxes. And if you are, and a lot of people do believe they've looked at their health history, they've looked at their family's health history, mm-hmm. and they feel that there's a likelihood that they may need long-term care at some point in the future. Now, it's not always for just convalescent issues, too. I mean, it could be somebody...
Well, rehab, it could be anything.
And you can get to the tax-free part for, you know, like you replace a hip, you need some coverage at home, you get to some tax-free money that would otherwise not have been there.
Yeah, it's a wonderful thing to have, I think. And if you are healthy, this is why you really need to think about this certainly well before you need anything. Now, certainly there are people who are quite old. What's the age? Is it 80?
It's either 80 or 82. I can't remember the actual.
So even if you're a really healthy 80-year-old and have no issues, if
80
you're
you
do
can
this,
get it. 81, you may. I can't remember if the cutoff is 82 or 80.
Yeah. Okay.
So below 80 and below, you can get it.
Okay.
Maybe
well,
82 and below, but I can't say that for sure.
Interesting product, and I think it's one that can help people who may need some kind of long-term care down the line. Okay, we've got some trivia coming up. We've got, let's see, another email or two. And if you have a call, you give us a call right now. We'll take that as well. 877-PLANNER. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group. Back with more.
A message from DAV to all returning veterans. Thank you. Thank you for doing your duty. Thank you for doing our bidding. Thank you for laying it all on the line. Thank you for stepping up and not backing down. Thank you for putting your future on hold to put our enemies on notice. Thank you for putting your buddies' lives ahead of your own. Thank you for putting yourself in harm's way. Thank you for defending our freedom, for displaying your honor, for being a hero, even though you don't want to be called one. For all this and more, DAV thanks you. And we're here to help you. Expert DAV advisors will make sure you get the health, disability, and financial benefits you were promised and earned. If you're a veteran, visit DAV.org for free help. And again, thank you. A promise was made. A promise that hit the beaches of Normandy. A vow that captured Iwo Jima. A contract that weathered Tet. A pledge that stormed the desert in Iraq. An IOU that braved IEDs in Kandahar. A promise was made to America's veterans. DAV fights to keep that promise so all veterans and their families get the benefits and support they earned. For help, visit DAV.org.
We were rolling down this road in
Anbar Province.
All of a sudden,
there's a huge explosion.
We knew right away
it was an IED.
Then we started taking sniper fire
and RPGs from the hills.
Today's service women face the same combat dangers as men.
It's pretty amazing.
We made it out alive.
But at home, women veterans face different challenges. DAV understands this and fights to get women veterans the health, disability, and financial benefits they were promised. Visit DAV.org for free help.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-373-0345. That's 800-373-0345. Again, 800-373-0345.
Any home or business can quickly become infested with mold with the introduction of a water source, like a roof or plumbing leak. When your home, your belongings, or your business becomes damaged, it's not just about cleaning up the mess. It's about reclaiming your life. And that's why you need to call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline. A licensed, fully insured, affordable, non-invasive solution to solving any water and mold problems. Our team of trained specialists are available with 24/7 emergency service. We will quickly evaluate your problem and give you a plan that will guarantee results. Water causes damage and mold can spread throughout your property in as little as 48 to 72 hours and can produce allergens and irritants that have the potential to cause serious health hazards. So don't waste time. Give us a call now. For any water or mold problems, call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline.
Call 800-432-8430 today for a free estimate. That's 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
800-547-6533. This is the best of the Bucket Strategy Investing Program. Bucket Strategy Investing, the name, 877-PLANNER, the number. Write it down. Put us on speed dial, have us ready to go, because you never know when a financial question is going to come up. But we're here for you. The Brain Trust from Lucia Capital Group. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, every day at this time, both on radio across the country and television stations, Biz TV, also across the country. So happy to hear from everybody. We'll get to another email or two in just a moment. If you want to email the show, go to our website, wealthed.com, wealthed.com. Find your answer near the top of the page. Trivia. Coming up on this program tomorrow, helping you out again. We did college savings today, so that should help you out. Here's the other thing. Maybe you got a bunch of money sitting around, and you got a mortgage. And you say, gee whiz, what do I do with this? Do I take this money? Do I pay off my home right now? Now, it might seem like a fairly easy question to answer. In fact, the pat answer, Professor Plum, we've heard this too, from many pundits. I hate that word, but that's what it is.
Experts.
So-called experts. That's what it is. So-called experts that say your home is your biggest debt. You should work and do every single thing you can to try to pay it down. You get a bonus that year, pay down your mortgage. You get, money you didn't know you were going to have. You have an extra $200-$300 a month. Pay down your mortgage with it. Frankly, that bothers me, because that tells people that even though it is your biggest debt, that you can't do anything better with the money.
Well, and it comes down to investment ability, time horizon, things of that nature, and flexibility.
Absolutely. Are there things you can do? We're going to talk about paying down the mortgage, when it makes sense, when it doesn't make sense, and there are times when it doesn't make financial sense. Now, sometimes you just don't want that on the brain.
Sometimes emotionally, that's the best thing to do.
And if that's the case, well, then, go right ahead.
If that's the case, then it's the best thing to do.
It really is. But here's the other part of this, and we're going to get into this tomorrow. and it involves a Roth IRA. But you really want to hand the bank an extra $400 or $500 a month, even if you have it, even if it makes sense to do so. Do you want to hand it over to the bank every month? And yeah, your balance will go down, your principal balance will go down. But is there a better way? Is there any way to use a Roth IRA to your advantage in this situation? And the answer is yeah, there just may be. In fact, it might be a better way than just handing the bank the extra principal every month. So we'll talk about that. It all comes down to strategy, and that's what we do on this program. So that's coming up tomorrow in the first hour. Let's see. What did I say? Trivia for today. Let's get this one from the Treasury Department. Let's see if we can figure out what this is. What are they telling us here? They say American families in the bottom 50% of pre-tax household income are expected to receive 17.7% of national income in 2017. Now, American families in the top 1% of pre-tax household income are expected to receive almost as much, 15.4% of national income in 2017.
So that's just saying that there's an inequality problem with income, or they call it a problem, but people that make in the top 1% of all wage earners, that 1% takes in 17.4?
Well, that's 15.4, 17.7 on the bottom.
Yeah. Higher income earned on tax returns.
Yeah.
Compared to the people in the bottom 50%, which only earn 17%.
Now they only
but that also means that between 51% and 99%, if you're in that up, you know, middle up to the 1%, mm-hmm. you're getting, that's about 67% of the income.
Of the total income.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because you take the two and you add them all up.
That's
and
what
you
I did.
You come up with a number of about 67%. The one that most people find troubling, of course, is that the bottom 50%. I would like to know what it was 30 years ago, 20, and 10 years ago. I understand it's gotten worse. But
yeah.
How much worse, I don't know. But that's really, I suppose that's the question. So, all right, let's get to one more email before the top of the hour. Dan in Quakertown, PA. Greetings from the East Coast. My wife and I are separated but married. Wife, 68, retired from the U.S. Post Office. Husband collecting a disability at 61. We have no debt. We own everything. Well, that's nice. Houses, vehicle, land, and material possessions. Living comfortably with no need of retirement savings at this time. My trusty 2002 Ford Explorer is about to give up the ghost. I will need a vehicle. I drive an average of 5,000 miles annually.
Wow.
That's about what I drive.
Jeez.
Both wife and husband have IRAs, emergency savings of several $1,000s. My thoughts are to take 20 grand or so from wife's IRA to buy the vehicle. But I don't know if her Social Security annuity and a few bucks she makes stuffing envelopes will incur unwanted taxes. We would appreciate any wisdom you can give. Thanks for your show. I see it on Biz TV. I'm from the old neighborhood way down Philly way. Hey, and a paisano to boot. Love your show. Well, thank you, Dan. We appreciate that. What about this, buying this car?
Well, they're married, but it sounds like you're filing separate returns. And so if you're separated, is she going to let you take $20,000 out of her IRA? That's what you said you wanted to do, right? Well, no wonder you want to take it out of her IRA. So it all depends on whether you're filing a separate return or whether you're filing a joint return. And then it's a matter of, if you're filing a separate return, whose IRA is going to cause the biggest hit? Taking it from yours, taking it from hers. And also, she's 60, what was it, 68?
She's 60, yeah.
She's getting closer to the required minimum distribution age. So we'd have to look at, is that going to cause a problem in the future anyway? So it really depends on how much pension she's receiving, how much pension you're receiving. You're on Social Security disability. She's receiving Social Security. Where are we on the income tax brackets? Where are we in the Social Security taxation? Where are we, and how much of a hit is going to be created by this $20,000 distribution? It may be that taking it from your IRA has a lesser impact on the overall taxation than hers. On the other side, it may be that taking it on hers, because her pension, you know, her pension may already have maxed out the tax on her Social Security, and she may be in a lower true effective bracket on at least a good portion, if not all, of that $20,000 than you would be. This all goes back to what's happening in your tax world. Joint returns, separate returns. You're still married. So how are you filing your taxes? And what are the incomes on your individual returns if you are filing separately.
Now, why do you suspect they're filing it separate? Because they're separated or just...
It sounds like they're doing a lot separate, but then he talks about taking money out of her IRA.
Right.
So that means they're not all that separated.
No, so I wonder. I mean, if that's the case.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. We found that we know that married filing separate can have a whole lot lower thresholds under certain circumstances.
And she's receiving a pension as well.
Well, that's true. That's true, from the post office. Okay, Dan, I hope that helped. We're out of time this hour. If you need the brain trust, you can talk to Professor Plum, any of the Lucia Capital Group advisors off the air. Call them, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150. For Professor Plum, I'm Johnny Dean. This is Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.